You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO. It's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Hi, I'm Melanie Crystal, and this is the Reimagine Success Podcast. I'm so glad that you joined me today. And today, we're going to talk about all things Essence Fest. So we will just discuss Black excellence and just five tips for coming to Essence Fest in New Orleans. It's a great time. But before we talk about that, I'm going to recap last week's episode, Reimagine Success Part 4. Last week, I talked about the book Reimagine Success that was written by me, Melanie Crystal. Now, if you're interested in purchasing the book, I have it in audio format or, of course, a paperback book. And you can get that at my website, melaniecrystal.com. That's melaniekrystle.com. So go to my website and purchase my book. And also, I'm going to share the crystal for today. The crystal for today is Laissez les bon temps rouler. Do you know where that saying comes from? Well, if you picked up on it, it's a French saying. And it is one that we say in New Orleans. And it means let the good times roll. So once again, the crystal for today will be Laissez les bon temps rouler. Let the good times roll. And you know, when people reimagine success for their life, I know one of the ultimate goals is to be happy, be able to have fun, travel, do the things that they want to do. So in this episode, when we talk about all things Essence Fest, Essence Fest is a great travel destination for you. And so I wanted to offer five tips for if you are planning on coming to Essence Fest next year or just to learn about Essence Fest 2023, because it goes on during 4th of July every year. And so my first tip for Essence Fest is go to the evening concerts. So Essence Fest has concerts with headlining acts. This year they had Lauryn Hill, Megan Thee Stallion. They had a 50th anniversary of hip hop with a lot of various hip hop artists who've been in the game over the years. They've had acts such as Beyonce. They often have had the Isley Brothers. You know, a lot of headlining African-American acts have come through Essence Fest. And typically, it's three nights of acts that you pay for in a concert. The great thing about the concert is it's like you get one ticket rolled into three to seven different people because they'll have an opening act, usually about four acts on the main stage that they normally have. And then also in the past, they've had super lounges. So they'll have like more up and coming artists and on smaller stages. From this year, I've read that they will have up and coming artists on the main stage as well. So the concert nights are definitely fun and worth going to. Like I said, you buy one ticket and you get to see multiple performances. So it's well worth the cost of the ticket for the night. Now, another thing that Essence does is they sell packages where you can get tickets for all three nights. Because typically they have the concerts for three nights, the weekend of the 4th of July, before or after. And then you get to go three nights. The one caution I will have for going three nights is it's very tiring. If you're not a night owl and used to being up until 1 in the morning every night, then you may be very tired. if you buy the package with all three nights. You could buy the package for all three nights and maybe only go two. That'd be my suggestion, because you still probably would have a cost savings. Pick your two favorite nights so that you can have a full day to experience as well and not be tired. The evening acts usually start around 6. And like I said, it doesn't finish till 1 because they have so many people lined up to perform. But it's always a great time. People come out, they dress in their best. And there's, of course, food and drinks. And just a big, big party. So that's the first tip, is go to the evening concerts at least one night. If you can manage all three, do that as well. But my suggestion would be possibly two if you're just coming to visit for the weekend, so you can have enough energy to enjoy the free events during the day. And that is my tip number two. Tip number two is take advantage of all of the free events at the convention center and around that area during the day. The probably one misconception is that you have to have a lot of money to come to Essence Fest. But guess what? The majority of the events are free. The nighttime concerts are really one of the main events that you pay for. There are a few others, of course, parties and things like that. But the majority of the talks and sessions, celebrity appearances, all free. Go to the convention center and check out the pop-ups and vendors that come from all different companies. I got to go to the one for Camille Rose, who does hair care products. Her pop-up was awesome. She came out on a float. She rode in on a float, had a band, and then inside her pop-up, you get your hair touched up with her products. They had drinks, champagne, and French 75. She spoke. They had also some of the HBCU pageant winners and Miss HBCUs from various HBCUs, colleges, historically black colleges and universities from around the area. So it was really a good time. And then, of course, you could buy her products for $10. When you go to the regular store to get those Camille Rose products, and they're all pretty much over $10. So got them at a discount. And also a lot of all places give samples as well. So you got samples too. It's a good time. Many pop-ups like that. And then at the convention center is a great place to get a lot of free samples, bags, goodie bags. And then hear from celebrities. They had the Color Purple talk with Oprah and the cast from The Color Purple, Fantasia, Taraji P. Henson, Kamala Harris, our vice president. She was at the fair on Friday. So, like I said, you get a lot of celebrity appearances, talks on important topics. So take advantage of all the free events if you come down. There are plenty of them, so many of them. Now, my tip number three is good for Essence Fest or anytime you come to New Orleans. Enjoy the food. The food in New Orleans is absolutely amazing. It's the dishes are like those that you probably never had if you haven't been here. And we have a lot of places to eat. They're all good. Pretty much. They're all good. So come down, enjoy the food, take in the cuisine, eat some jambalaya, eat a fried shrimp po' boy, eat a fried seafood platter, eat a bowl of gumbo. There's so many options. Crawfish etouffee, shrimp creole. They're all delicious. So come down and enjoy the food. It's well seasoned. Some of it's spicy and hot with some cayenne pepper. But the food, and I'll add on to that, the drinks as well. Come enjoy. You can't go wrong. It'll be a hit. And then also cool off with a snowball. I like snowballs too. So that's tip number three. Enjoy the food. And tip number four is, if you can make it happen, attend a boat cruise on the Mississippi River or a boat cruise party. Now, there's lots of parties going on during Essence weekend. There are parties on land, of course, and then there are also some parties on sea on the boat. But if you can get a boat ride on the Mississippi River, or either the boat ride, there's the Natchez, the Creole Queen, or some of the larger boats that go up and down the Mississippi River for tourists. But also, you can look on Essence's website and sign up for a boat party, pay to attend that as well. Those are awesome and fun and just very scenic. You can go day or night. Some of the boat cruises also offer meals on the cruise as well. So that's really nice where you can take the cruise and eat and enjoy the scenery. And then, of course, during Essence, there are a lot of parties. So they have the boat parties. So then they'll have a DJ. Sometimes there'll be all white parties where you wear all white in these hot summers here in New Orleans. And just have a great time and enjoying the scenery. Now, my fifth and final tip is experience NOLA's culture and French Quarter. Now, the French Quarter is probably the main place, quintessential place that people think of when they think of New Orleans. And part of the reason they think of the French Quarter is because Bourbon Street is located in the French Quarter. That area of town has Bourbon Street. So that, of course, is a street that all of you probably want to just visit just to say you stepped foot on Bourbon Street, saw it. Bourbon Street is fine, but I wouldn't say it's my favorite destination. It's if you're a tourist and you've never come here, then, you know, go check out Bourbon Street. But just know that there are a plethora of many other things that you can come and do that are really great experiences here in New Orleans. And I'm going to share a few of those. But you can go on Bourbon Street, get your drink, get your hurricane, take the walk up the street, see what it's all about. And then you can enjoy some other things as well in the French Quarter. Now, in the French Quarter, there's shopping. There's the French Market, which is like a big flea market. So there's shopping there. Royal Street is awesome, too, if you like antiques. It's full of antique shops where you can get antiques. So Royal Street's popular for that. Also, St. Louis Cathedral and the Cabildo. Cabildo is more like a museum next to the St. Louis Cathedral. That's located in the French Quarter as well. St. Louis Cathedral is like one of the oldest churches in the city. So you can visit all of that in the French Quarter as well. And then you can also get some yummy beignets in the French Quarter from Café Du Monde. So when you do come to the French Quarter, you can step foot on Bourbon Street, take a walk, a stroll down. But look, there are other things to do just in the French Quarter. And then also, if you branch out, there are so many more things to do culture-wise in the French Quarter, but outside of the French Quarter. New Orleans is broken up into many town areas or parts of towns. The Garden District is beautiful. There are great restaurants like Commander's Palace, which is one of the fancy fine dining restaurants where you can get some New Orleans Creole cuisine. You can ride the streetcar. I would suggest that everybody take a ride on the streetcar up St. Charles and through the Garden District and uptown. Just very pretty. And then you can ride and get off and check out some of the mansions that are along that area, along that street, St. Charles, and just take in the architecture and beautiful tree-lined streets. It's very nice. Also, I would suggest for those who may come during Essence Fest but want to get a little taste of Mardi Gras, go to the Mardi Gras Museum. Blaine Kern Mardi Gras World is where they make the floats for Mardi Gras. So you can actually walk through Mardi Gras World and see actual floats from parades. And then they have a lot of activities there. You can actually, you know, make a Mardi Gras mask, or they have beads. And it's located along the Mississippi River, so it's a nice view if you go outside and check out the view. But you get to just be a part of Mardi Gras, going to Mardi Gras World, and check it out, even if you come when it's not Mardi Gras season. And then the final thing that I'll suggest that you do when you come is visit the Whitney Plantation. Now, there are a number of plantation tours here in, or I would say outside of New Orleans. Most of them are not right in the city, but they're outside of the city. But the Whitney Plantation is actually one of my favorites because it is from the perspective of enslaved people. And it, the plantation talks about how the living quarters were for the enslaved people, what their life was like, the slave trade in general was a business, and they teach you a bit about the business of that and why it lasted for so long because it was a business. And so I like that the Whitney Plantation shares with you the plantation experience from the enslaved person. And of course, you get to go in the big house as well and learn about the family who lived there also. But check that out. That's outside of the city, but there are tours that'll take you there. And so when you come to New Orleans for Essence Fest, be sure to do the crystal of the day. Laissez les bons temps rouler. That means let the good times roll, have fun, go to the evening concerts, take advantage of all the free events at the convention center and around, enjoy the food, ride on a boat cruise, and experience the NOLA culture and French Quarter and beyond. So have fun on your trip to Essence, and happy planning if you're planning for your trip in 2024. Thank you for listening to the Reimagine Success podcast. I'm Melanie Crystal, and you can always check out my website just to learn a little bit more about me and or purchase my book. It's melaniecrystal.com, and I can't wait to speak to y'all again on my next podcast. Bye!
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.